From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is Jacob Shelf Belbine from Kindersley, Saskatchewan, for his personal intentions and in memory of his wife Paula and son-in-law Bert Alford. The second are Paula and Anne Buckholder from Mobile, Alabama, in thanksgiving for blessings received and for all the priests, deacons, and staff involved in the production of the Daily TV Mass. The third is Cecilia from Moncton, New Brunswick, for the repose of the soul of her husband, Ray, and in thanksgiving for a special intention received. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass, that we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we start the second week of Lent, and before we continue with our Mass, let's first open our hearts and ask our dear and forgiving Lord to teach us also to forgive and ask Him for forgiveness of our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord of mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners,
Christ of mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. I, Daniel, turned to the Lord God to seek an answer by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, keeping covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments, we have sinned and done wrong, acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Righteousness is on your side, O Lord, but open shame as at this day falls on us, the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. Open shame, O Lord, falls on us, our kings, our officials, and our ancestors, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, and we have rebelled against him, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he has set before us by his servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve. Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve. Do not remember against us the iniquities of our ancestors. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So here we are on the second week of Lent. One more Lent, one more opportunity to maybe change, maybe, of course, improve our lives and our relationship with God. So are you achieving what you hope to do so far this Lent? Is your spiritual life the same as it was in the previous years? Did you give something up for Lent, or perhaps even took on something that now you're not too sure about? So instead of maybe giving something up that maybe you just don't know what else to give up, why not do something a little different this year and start doing maybe something old, something that's not very creative, but still worth it? Example, in many large cities like the one that I live in here in Toronto, and others in Alabama, and wherever you may be right now, we have this thing, especially during this pandemic, something, a new language that we've come up with in the last few years called road rage. You've heard of it before. I personally have been almost a victim of this new word and new method of driving called world rage. You know, the ones when someone is in a hurry and comes so close to you that you just don't know what to do. And it's happened again to me just a little while ago that I was going on this road, one lane each side, and this driver behind me was so close that they could, I'm sure, see the mileage on my odometer and maybe perhaps the fact that I was getting very, very nervous. The driver just seemed to be impatient and just kept on pulling closer and closer to my bumper, and I don't want to have my car hurt in any way. I don't want to have an accident. Eventually, they pulled up to my left and just screeched like crazy going ahead of me, just missing the oncoming traffic. And as I was driving along, I thought, phew, I escaped. I got through this one until the next one. And to calm my nerves down, I thought, well, there's one of these famous coffee shops up ahead. And I thought that I would pull in, get something to drink to just calm my nerves down and give thanks that I had escaped. Well, you know where I'm going with this, that as I pulled into the parking lot, which was pretty empty, I noticed the same car that had passed me really, really fast parked. But I haven't done anything wrong. And I went into the shop, and ahead of me, this young individual was ordering something. And I waited patiently for my turn to order. And when it came time for the individual to pay, I said to the cashier, just a minute, let me pay for this. Let me do it. I have a card. Let me do it. This individual is obviously in a hurry to get somewhere, so I will pay. The person turned around, looked at me in the eye, and left. And the cashier said, why did you do that? I said, oh, it's a long story, but I'm glad I did something for somebody. And he goes, but they didn't even say thank you. That's not why I did it. I just did it to make me feel a little better and to help me calm my nerves. A little kindness at this time of the year is something that we can practice today and goes a long, long way. I share with you a beautiful Lenten reflection, not another story, but a Lenten reflection that I got from a monthly magazine that I subscribe to. It's called One Bread and One Body. And that I hope it will be of help to you in the topic of forgiveness. And I quote, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them. When Saint Stephen, our first martyr, was being stoned to death, he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And finally, after Saint Patrick was kidnapped and enslaved, he forgave his enemies. End quote. Martyrs forgive those who murder them. Every day, millions of people receive the miracle of forgiveness from others. This Lent, let us join one another in Christ's great action, the great action of forgiveness which he gave us 2,000 years ago. And you know that action. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. You see, it's older than road rage, but it's much more effective. Try it one day. Please join me in prayer as we pray for all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our Prayer Intentions book, especially those looking for a deeper awareness of God through their Lenten journey. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Holy Father and our bishops who guide us in the ways of truth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sponsors of this televised daily Mass from Kindersley, Saskatchewan, Mobile, Alabama, Moncton, New Brunswick, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering with anxiety or distress during this time of pandemic, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our civil leaders, may they have the patience and wisdom to guide us out of this health crisis, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead and those who mourn them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the patience to persevere, and we ask our Blessed Mother to continue to give us her example and blessing. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed
be God, Lord. With humble spirit, and confidence, may I sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash me from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of all his holy church.
Accept in your goodness these prayers, O Lord, and set them free worthily and set free from worldly attractions those that you allow to serve the heavenly mysteries. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints you please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us pause for a moment and maybe think of ways that we can be in more peace, in more relaxing, more united with those around us or maybe outside somewhere of our house.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May this communion, O Lord, cleanse us of wrongdoing and make us heirs to the joy of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now, I'm not trying to give the example that I'm one of the best drivers around, because I'm not. But yet, the more I think about it, the more I reflect on the fact that a statement I heard once that driving is not a right, it's a privilege. And when we use that privilege and be patient and be calm, it's amazing. Even the blood pressure will go back to normal. And that's a good thing to have, normal blood pressure. So let's be patient and kind to others, and especially we have such a mixture of communities amongst us. And you know, anytime that somebody does go around and gets me upset or take a parking spot, I just stop and I think, Lord, help me to be kind, help me to be peaceful, and help me most of all to be your servant. And the other thing that I do, and I don't care who's watching me in the car or outside, I always make the sign of the cross. And amazing when we do that with our eyes closed, and how much peace and tranquility you can have. Give it a try. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
God bless you.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
What does the Lord require for praise and offering? What sacrifice, desire, or tribute bid you bring? To justly love mercy.